Hello, and welcome back to the Scream Addicts Podcast. I'm Jason Jenkins, call me Jenk. Sitting with me tonight are...
I'm Brian.
I'm future David, listening to this podcast in the future.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Yeah, we're a little fried right now.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped up.
Hey. Always ready for podcast.
You guys be pumped all you want. I don't even know what to think right now. See, we are on the second week of this thing we're doing where each of us chooses a movie and we watch it together in the Mailroom Studios screening room.
And we picked a good one this week. Then we
podcast about it. And this week it was Brian's choice. Brian, why don't you tell everybody what you chose?
I picked Joseph Kahn's Detention.
Joseph Kahn's Detention.
Yes.
Different from
who is Joseph Kahn?
Yes. Tell us what he directed before.
He mostly does music videos. And he directed the Bad Blood Taylor Swift video.
Yes, he did.
Torque.
Torque? What's that?
Torque.
Torque.
It's actually referenced in Detention.
No,
it is.
No, I heard that. But, yeah.
Okay, so...
You know, it's never a good sign when the lead actor is also an executive producer of the film.
Yeah, Josh Hutcherson...
Seth, you're coming around on this.
Yeah.
Just give it time.
No, I love Josh Hutcherson. He's hot, but I mean...
Yeah, he produced it, and he starred in it, along with Kmart from one of the Resident Evil movies.
Who fucking wrote this movie?
And
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, that's right.
Dane Cook wrote it?
I felt like it at
times. No, Kahn wrote it as well.
With Mark Palermo.
Okay, they're both at fault. I
don't know what's.
But we are attributing everything to Dane Cook.
Hey, my name's on this case. Check out the pencil.
Hey.
We don't know where really to start. So why don't we go ahead and tell folks a bit about what the movie is. This movie is from, I'm assuming, 2011, 2012, somewhere around in there. And so you probably should have seen it by now, but fair warning, spoilers are
I need to look up and see if he was legal then so I don't call an underage kid hot.
Okay.
2011.
Let me just look up his age real quick.
2011. Okay. Brian, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners
it's cool. He was 19.
You're in the clear.
He was born in 92. How about that? That's fun. That's funny.
Oh, God. Okay. Just for people who haven't seen it, just go ahead and give them a basic idea what the movie's about. Or
just
if they have
just
seen it, maybe just try and brush them up on...
Just read the back of the Blu-ray case.
Yeah. Honestly, if you can tell
even,
me what
don't
it's
even
about,
know where to start.
What yeah.
It, yeah. I mean, it's so, it's
Naked
about so
Lunch
much.
Is less dense than this movie, I think.
It's, yeah. It's a horror comedy.
No.
Okay.
It's a hipster horror comedy.
Maybe that.
You know, assholes, I'm trying to describe the movie. If you want to take the baton and run with it, go ahead. I'm doing my best here.
Horror comedies don't exist.
All the hell they don't.
They're not a thing.
Yes, they are.
Because they're always just fucking comedies.
No.
This is a comedy with horror elements.
Name one horror comedy that's actually a horror and a comedy.
Scream.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
no.
not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not
no.
a comedy.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's funny as hell.
Not intentionally.
No, not really.
Scary Movie 2?
You're telling me Scream isn't intentionally funny.
No, it's not. It's not.
No.
The third Leprechaun?
Okay, but I will say that I found Detention to be not horrific, so I guess horror comedy doesn't work. Even though it's using horror tropes, I guess it might as well work for this show. Brian,
My
why
life
don't you go ahead and start
comedy.
By telling us why you chose this movie?
I thought it would bring about interesting discussion. And I enjoy this movie a lot. And I can watch it anytime.
Dave,
anytime?
I can tell you
anytime.
Flick too.
I love this movie.
Okay, why don't
yes.
you guys rap about the movie for a minute? Tell us what you love about
it. I wish
it.
I was high.
Let me just start off with beauty, intelligence, talent, charisma, and hoobastank.
What? They're good.
They're good.
I did like the way they did the credits.
The opening credits?
Yeah, they're
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
I think the movie appreciated how it did it.
Fly Blood, though?
I think the movie is a fan of its own movie.
Oh, my
it
God.
It is.
That,
yeah.
that movie
yeah.
is very, very pleased with itself, you can tell.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know...
It's a good thing you two are sharing a mic.
We're sharing a moment.
Sharing a mind.
It's really pretty, and it's energetic, and it's
really
pleased
with
itself.
It is a gorgeous film.
But
it's shots
kind of empty-headed. It reminds me of a girl I went to high school with.
Did you say it's empty-headed?
Did you just say empty-headed?
Yes,
I think it's way more than empty-headed.
Oh, my God.
Okay, please tell me why.
I think it's too full.
It's a movie smarter than we are.
Tell me why.
No.
I missed it. Here's the thing. I'm completely open to being convinced of that notion, but you're going to have to do some work.
I was nearly on board whenever the Donnie Darko guy came in, and then I was like, I don't fucking watch him.
This podcast is going to be a mess, as the listeners can probably tell at this point, because honestly, there's really nothing to sink your teeth into as far as when you can't give a synopsis of the film.
I feel lied to because it
lied to
because it opens up and I thought it was going to be a slasher film, and then it's a Donnie Darko slasher parody.
It's not a parody.
With Dane Cook.
It's not a parody.
It's not.
It's the ultimate.
Totally, it feels like a parody.
No, it's the ultimate genre film.
Okay, no.
Yeah, it is.
What genre?
All.
No.
Not Western.
You have.
Well, there's a kind of a showdown.
There is like
unbelievable.
It seems to be like they do puff dirt supremely concerned with 90s pop culture. But the thing is that riffs on,
well, 90s like is the new 80s.
Late 90s self-referential horror movies like Scream. They even name drop Scream quite a bit.
Yeah.
But they also poke fun at they poke fun at
a
torture
lot.
Porn. They poke fun at body horror. They poke fun at John Hughes teen movies.
I have a really bad feeling that
sci-fi movies.
I have a really bad feeling that I'm going to be won over on this film by the end of this podcast.
It's a mix. Yeah, you're already on our side.
Okay.
We're going to have another fence here.
Okay. Here's the thing. You guys go ahead and take the ball and run with it, and I'll try and keep up.
What's it about, Brian?
I don't,
walk me through it.
I don't know where to start.
So we open up
on Hoobastank.
On Hoobastank. So we basically have Josh Hutcherson, who is the cool kid in school, and he
Clapton
Davis.
Clapton Davis. There is a girl,
Riley.
Yeah. I'm not good with names, so this is going to be really bad.
You love this movie.
Yeah, I just don't remember names at all.
I got him.
I'm too sober for this.
This is, in fact, a great movie to get probably pretty stoned to and watch.
Oh, it'd be great.
I imagine. So we should probably do that next weekend.
No.
Bring it back over.
Just bring it back.
No.
And we'll rewatch
it.
I'll get really high.
This movie gets no more of
it.
My life.
Well, that's
where
fine.
I am closing the book on detention at the end of this podcast.
Brian and I'll do it. I'll be high. He probably won't be. If you want to be, you're welcome to mine.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm a sharer.
Want some popcorn.
You want to take the reins here? You want to try to explain this?
Good luck.
No.
Give me a plot, not an analysis.
There's no plot to it.
There you go.
There's not really.
There it is. There's
some time traveling.
Yeah.
There's some slasher elements there.
Space bear.
There's a space bear.
UFOs.
Cinderella.
It's a completely self-referential film.
I will say this.
And referencing every other kind of film.
Everything that happened
except Western.
In the end. That weird turn where it's like a time travel, destroy the future, space bear, the bear is a time machine thing.
Yeah.
They actually set all of that up in the opening 15
minutes. Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah.
Including the aliens. That was all set up.
Everything is tied up
so
very nicely.
I will say, it's for what its plot is.
It's very thin.
It's a very tight plot, though. I will say that about it.
If I were listening to this podcast and had not seen this movie, I would be tuning out so fucking hard right now.
I don't know why. I think it's amazing.
No, I'm just saying this talk. Because
I just don't know what to say.
Yes, exactly. And that's part of the problem with the movie. Let me just go ahead and read the back of the Blu-ray. Josh Hutcherson, Dane Cook, and Spencer Locke star in Detention, a hipster teen... Oh, that's true. A hipster teen horror comedy where the local students of Grizzly Lake must survive their final year of high school. Standing in their way is Cinderella, a slasher movie killer who has seemingly come to life and is preying on the school student body.
Except not...
Except that's not actually what it's about at all. As the clock ticks and the bodies pile up, the likely suspects are embroiled in a race against time to stop Cinderella and ultimately save the world. If only they can get out of detention. I'm going to go ahead and tell people, detention, the notion of these kids being in detention doesn't show up until an hour and 5 fucking minutes into the movie.
And they're in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes.
Why is that a problem?
And they watch a movie inside of a movie inside of a movie.
Oh,
it's
brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Beauty that happened. Beast.
You know, I gotta admit, there were stretches in the movie that were tiny, but there were stretches in the movie where I laughed and I was having fun. But the bulk of the movie, honestly, it exhausted me.
It's like a more clever, well shot version of Scary Movie.
It felt like
it's the same idea but done better. I think that's what I felt the whole time.
Felt like it, not even like what it's trying to do, but just tonally, it felt like I don't know it. A Disney Channel movie with emotional problems on speed.
Well, maybe LSD.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know about speed, but maybe LSD.
Maybe a little LSD thrown in there, too. I don't know. But it just... Yeah, it was.
This is just like just even the dialogue in this movie, like it's so making fun of Kevin Williamson's dialogue in these movies.
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, like,
nobody really speaks really this is. Way.
No, that's well, that's what I'm saying because it's a scary movie. Was very much a parody of Scream. This parodied it better. It parodied the tone of Scream way better than the Scary Movie films did.
But the dialogue is one note in that regard.
Well,
like,
but
it's like say everything fast and kind of you know nod and wink to the camera as much as you can while doing it.
What's wrong with
right,
that?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not. It's exhausting for one. Like it's I understand. Like even Scary Movie in its way, how it sort of took down the slasher movies in the space of only 4 years as opposed to 15. Too it. I thought it was smarter, and that is probably the only time.
No. You just say scary he just movie? Said Scary yes. Movie is smarter.
Wow.
Did you just say that?
I did.
He did.
Why'd you say that?
I feel that way. I'm sorry. I have yet to hear why detention is smart.
Rethink that.
I'm willing to. Here's the thing. I am completely open to the possibility that I'm a fucking moron, and I missed all the brilliance that was on display in detention, but I have yet to be convinced even a little. You guys did a far better job trying to wrench me over the side of the positive for angst last week.
I can't even say if I like it or not because I don't know if it. Well, I don't think it cares if you like it or not.
It surely doesn't.
I don't think it's the point. But I wouldn't say I hate it and it was awful. But I also wouldn't say I like it.
You will by the end.
I don't know how to feel. I'm really confused.
You know, I show this in my class and
in your horror class.
No, not in the horror class. That's why I was laughing before we watched this.
You son of a bitch. You lied to me, like the back of that Blu-ray case did.
Didn't lie to you.
And I had a student this time who described it perfectly. He said, "I think this is a movie that teaches you how to watch it while you're watching it. And that in a sense you have to watch it again." Because, not to necessarily get it. It's almost like you've been given an owner's manual while you're watching this movie, and when you watch it again, you will understand it better. I like that.
It's like watching somebody install a stereo, and then you go home and install your own stereo.
I'm content to fail this class. Send me to the
beach. Look at what you did. You referenced it. Look at Jake's getting on it.
I'm clever. No, I'm not. Yeah, okay. So that is interesting.
There's a killer. It kills the popular girl in the beginning. And a really cool shot where she falls out of like the window under the car.
Yeah,
that was well done.
Somebody give me the killer's motive.
The killer?
And I don't think
which
it matters.
One?
Oh, the guy?
He wants Riley to love him.
Yeah, he wants
the affection of the girl.
It's as shallow as every slasher movie that I just want to be important and everybody to love me.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
Much so that he's willing to time travel to make a bomb.
No, here's the thing. I get the time travel.
Destroy the future.
I get the time travel.
That's brilliant.
It's like it's just a stick of dynamite. He's going to light, and it's going to blow up the future.
I get the time travel in service of
will
that.
Will it kill 1992?
Yeah.
Why does he dress up as Cinderella and slaughter people?
Because people do that in movies.
I'm sorry?
People do that in movies.
They dress up like a different movie character that's also in that world?
Yeah, why not?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yeah,
they
why don't not? Yeah, it's the perfect summation of that movie, I think.
Ghostface and Scream is not dressing up like Ghostface, the movie from the movie Scream.
What about Michael Myers? He's
William Shatner doesn't count. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No.
You loophole jumping son of a bitch.
Jason just wants to be a hockey player.
All right. That's one for Brian, I guess.
Ryan, we need the ticker.
I know,
up
I was
going
to say, Brian won.
Hipsters
zero.
It's just this movie, I don't know if I'm coming onto the side of like.
Just come on over.
Enjoying it. But I will say, I've not seen this kind of just unrelenting, no-wall madness on screen.
Pure adrenaline the whole
in a
time.
It's just complete and utter mania. And I can't think of another film like that that just starts.
That's what's great.
And just goes. And it just is like, it's almost like it.
It challenges to keep up with the movie.
It does, but I mean, it's almost like they wrote it without ever revising it. And they just said, well, how about this? And this, and this, and this, and this. And they just let it go. And
there's something interesting about that, that they just let it, that they let the past go wherever they wanted it to go and didn't stop themselves from saying, well, what if the bear's a time machine? And he's blowing up time. Like, they just did, they said, you know, got it, do it. And it's just, it creates a really interesting mania on the screen that I've never seen before.
I compare it to web surfing. That's how the connection I make.
Where I just click here, click
you just
here.
Click and you're it's, on for something for a few seconds and then you move on.
It's a Wikipedia article where you click that link, that link, that link, that link.
It's the movie for this generation.
That's what I think. Yeah. That's how I present it.
It's like Dark Knight Strikes Again.
Give me a whole new reason to hate it. I mean, take that,
millennials.
Yeah, and I never
you don't know shit.
Jinx is against the millennials.
Get off my lawn.
But yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's just clicking things and just seeing what happens.
But they all connect. Like, it's all...
Well, of course they can, because you get to one thing from the previous article.
Right,
so
yeah.
Everything's always connected.
That's how I present it.
It's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, the movie.
Exactly.
with Patrick Swayze.
With Patrick Swayze and Steven Seagal.
And Space Bears. And Aikido. And dust that hits when you hit other people. That was kind of funny. She breaks your leg twice. It's a time loop.
What about the soundtrack to the movie?
It's amazing.
Perfect.
It is.
It's perfect.
I turned to David.
Yeah.
During the bowling alley scene, and I said, "This movie just hit the hat trick for me." Josh Hutcherson, Dane Cook, and they were listening to Metric.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Okay, I'm following it. Okay, it's a horror comedy about a slasher, whatever." And then I just kept watching it, and it kept getting more and more dense, and they kept putting more and more shit into it. And then the time I was like, they're not really building a time machine, are they? And then I was like,
it's been built the whole movie.
Joke. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, they're going, they're, oh, they went, there's Johnny Darko kid there, and then they just kept going. It's like, and then the last 25 minutes are just a complete mind fuck.
Bonkers.
I don't know.
They keep piling all this stuff into it, but none of it really matters.
Agreed.
You know, you just keep... That the whole point of the movie, I think, is just to continually touch on things.
Because nothing the millennials do matter.
Most cinema matter. Like,
right,
you watch a movie and you forget it a week later.
Because everything these days is based in basically 5-minute Twitter chunks.
Right.
Yeah.
And then once it's further along in your stream, then you know it's gone. Which is kind of what the movie was. But will you forget the movie in a week? This movie. Brian obviously didn't.
I did not. No.
I can't. No.
I'm not sure I will.
But okay. I don't know where I'm going with this, so bear with me. But if
it is
meant to be, you know, a movie for millennials, it is strange, though, that it does reference the 90s so heavily, that it does wrap up by riffing on, of all things, the fucking Breakfast Club.
Everybody loves nostalgia.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is that, I mean, you look at kids that are, you know, 18, 19, whatever, they're very much wrapped up in 20 years ago. Fashions are the same as 20 years ago. People are using, you know, a catchphrase from 20 years ago. People like to... You know, like they like the John Hughes films. And
vinyl selling more than CDs.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's and this movie came out before.
Interesting.
It's 2016 now. This movie came out 5 years ago. Vinyl wasn't outselling CDs then. It predicted it.
Yeah.
It went forward in his time travel bear and fixed it.
Ah, yes.
That's apparently from, what was the planet called? What was the bear's planet called?
Star Claw.
Planet Star Claw?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there are these... Clerks like digressions with text on the screen where you dig into a character's backstory. And
yeah.
The time traveling bear gets
and the
own.
Characters don't really even have any depth. There's no
backstory.
Yeah, backstory
on Dane Cook, and what does that matter?
Yeah, there's nothing to it.
Agreed.
And I love that.
But you don't love it in other films.
I don't care about another film.
We're talking about this film.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
what do you mean?
But like, if like another film came out that wasn't this film,
yeah,
and the backstory didn't matter, you got there, everything was on the surface. You would critique it for that. So why don't you critique this for that?
I wouldn't.
Because this is purposely... That's the point of this film?
I think in a way it is. But I wouldn't critique an old film for that.
No. I mean, like, so Transformers. There's nothing below the surface. It's
right.
All just stuff happening. The characters don't matter. Much like this film. So why is that film critiqued hardly where this one isn't? Is it because like Transformers?
I don't think anybody saw this movie.
Right. No. Yeah, but I mean, is it because whenever a movie is like, oh, we meant to do that, then it's suddenly profound? Whereas Transformers didn't mean to do that, so it's not profound.
I'm not sure Transformers didn't mean to do that.
I have a feeling Michael Bay didn't mean to do that.
I don't know.
I think Michael Bay thinks he's amazing.
Michael Bay is all surface. There's no depth.
No. But he wasn't making the no surface his point to actually add surface, which is what Detention does.
I think there is, for as bad as they are, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think you'll know what I mean, hopefully.
Will I?
With the we'll see.
I'm on the wall on Blu-ray, so ask
10 seconds in the future. Let's do this. I think there's a sincerity to the Transformers flicks, as bad as they are and as shallow as they are. And the tension, there is none. Like, it is a... It feels like a movie that's just content to kind of show its ass, like, all the way through.
Like all millennials.
It's a movie that just exposes its own construction. I have no problem with that.
I just don't... I feel dumb for saying I don't entirely get it, but I don't know. But then again, maybe I'm trying to look for something that isn't really there.
I can appreciate it as an exercise, I guess. And it did feel like I was exercising while watching it, curiously. No, but...
You're sweaty and your legs hurt afterwards?
No, not... You just feel kind of exhausted and ready to go home.
You're robbed by a hipster mugger
with a
knife?
But, you know, do I think that's, like, sort of a satisfying experience watching a movie like that? It wasn't for me. And, you know, if it was for you guys, that's completely cool.
He judges us.
No. Here's the thing. For the purposes of, like, not just this podcast, but any time I have an argument about a movie with somebody, I'm always coming from the place that, like, I respect somebody's opinions. I am still going to say, oh, come the fuck on, or, you know, I'll call bullshit or whatever.
Right.
No, I genuinely, like, I'm cool with anybody's opinions. That's fine. But, you know, in talking about what I feel about the movie, it does sound like it can be vicious, and I certainly will be with this one. But no, if you guys dig it, I think that's cool. And I understand. I don't understand why you dig it.
We're right.
I'm still waiting to be convinced why I should like it.
It's a movie I think that everybody needs to watch because it's just...
No.
No, I think they do because...
I actually think you need to watch it more than once.
I can only say I've never seen a film like this.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, and that's what you want to, whenever you watch them.
I know.
I don't want to watch the same shit over and over.
So at the beginning, whenever we started, I was like, this is going to be fucking dumb.
It felt like Deadpool with no heart.
I'm sorry, like,
Deadpool has heart.
But it was like, and
not
and
much.
Oh my!
I lost it midway through. Of like, so this movie's gonna be dumb, and then I was like, then I was into it, and then I was like, oh, fuck, this movie's stupid. And then the last 20 minutes, I was like, I have never seen this, even, which is funny because they're referencing other films. I mean, they're making jokes about Donnie Darko and other slasher films and Saw films. So obviously, I have seen all of these things before. But for some reason, this film made it feel like I hadn't. I don't know why that is.
I guess it feels like it throws all those things into a Cuisinart, and what comes out, they laugh their ass off at. And I don't know that that wasn't enjoyable for me at all.
That's exactly what made it enjoyable for me.
It's the Dark Knight Strikes Again of movies. It's just throwing up on the page, and whatever comes out, and it's fun and interesting.
I don't think so. This is so meticulous in its planning.
It is very
really?
Clever.
I don't see anything.
Oh my gosh!
Meticulous about it.
I mean, well, I mean,
we
I,
were just
I,
talking
it,
five
it,
minutes
I mean,
ago.
I guess
about
it had to
being,
be
like hypertext.
I guess
you know,
it had to be a bit because they did set up everything that was going to happen.
Everything comes back around.
I mean, it all does come back. I mean, the aliens are spoken about on screen the whole time. You learn the bear for some reason is magnetic, and then in the science class, the kid's like, "Well, this bear's arm is full of quantum physics," and they're in quantum physics class. It's like. Maybe this is just nonsense that I'm looking at. He made a bomb
it's circular doesn't mean it's not nonsense.
What's his face? Clapton made a bomb in quantum physics class, which is just what the principal was doing in his quantum physics class 19 years earlier.
You're brilliant.
Am I reaching now?
No. You're getting there.
Is it really that
you're
connected?
It's that connected.
This is... Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like... I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. It's like an LSD laced kaleidoscope through the last 20 years of culture.
That's a good way to look at it. That I like.
That's
that.
Kind of what.
I think they
that's kind of what it is.
Use that as a pull quote, even though that's not 100% positive on your.
That's kind of how I feel about the film.
It is.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about it. Yeah. That's where I am right now. Ask me again in a week, but that's where I am right now, and I'm still kind of looking through the kaleidoscope.
I don't know. I watched it. I felt like it was. Really proud of itself for being so clever, and yet I don't ever felt
well.
I never felt like there was any moment that was genuinely clever outside of it pointing and poking fun at
things. Well, yeah, it was proud of itself, but as it says on the back of the Blu-ray case that you read to us, it is a hipster horror comedy, and hipsters are all pretentious assholes that are very proud of themselves. So, of course, a film promoting these people, it would also be hipster of that nature.
Yeah. God damn it. Do I like this movie?
You do.
You love this movie.
You do. You love this movie.
I strangely want to show it to everybody that
hipster?
I know. Oh, I yeah. Yeah, I think I am. I think I am a little bit.
No.
I think I am a little bit.
Aren't we all?
I am.
Isn't everybody?
Yeah. I think I am a little bit. But I think I want to show this to everybody that I know.
Really?
Yeah, I
not
do.
Inflict it on. Okay, high or not?
I'll be high. They can be sober.
But I want them to go through their first view.
I think you need to, that way you can understand the guidebook, as David was saying. And then you use the drugs as a shortcut to get right in there.
It is, because when you see it the first
time. I'm actually
time,
really excited to watch it high. When you made the bars movie.
When you see it the first time, it is exhausting, right? It is it's an experience where it just takes you.
The movie's just relentless.
Relentless is the right word.
By the end of it, I wasn't laughing anymore because I was sucking in my seat, just tired. But looking back on it now, I don't know if it's because I didn't like it. I just, I had to learn the device.
Yeah.
And now that I've learned it or thought more about it, I don't think it'll be as exhausting the second time around.
Yeah, you say when you say something like, are you going to remember this movie? I think the answer is no, because there's still jokes in this movie that I don't hear until I've seen it now five times.
Yeah,
It's because everybody's talking 90 miles.
Absolutely, think, right? Yeah. So
and then you laugh at a part and you miss
something
because
else
because
you laugh over the joke,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's not comedic breaks or anything like that.
It is. It's like you called it a guide to watching the movie, and it is kind of like a class, because if you're in class, you retain what you need to while you're in the class, and then you forget about it. But when you come back to the info 20 years later, it's like, oh, that's right, I learned that in grade school.
Yeah.
That's useful now.
Right, because the movie does that with its circularity too,
yeah,
right? It teaches
yeah.
you these are the things to look for, but you don't recognize them until the end of the movie,
right.
Okay, in which they become important, and now you got to go back and watch it again to see them.
Okay, but tell me one thing I need to learn in order to decipher this movie on my second view. Just the one. Anything.
Joss Hutcherson's beauty.
You got to be open to the movie, first of all, Jinx.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's your answer, then I'm calling bullshit.
I mean, it is. I mean, it is a little bit of an answer, I think. you might have to be open a little bit. I mean, but then again, I mean, I walked into the film being completely unopened and wanting to hate it. And then I was on board. Then I hated it.
I've never liked
that. Then I loved it. Then I was tired. And now now I think I like it.
When you press play,
you're exhausted.
As with all of these movies that we watch in I am open to every movie.
I prejudge everything. Absolutely. Well, probably because I'm 27 years old now, I know what I like. So I know that I don't like
Ghost Dad.
I know that I don't like carrots. So you showing me carrots I'm gonna immediately be like, there are carrots in that, I'm not eating it. It could be delicious, but I'm not going to eat because of carrots. So you show me a film and you say it's a horror comedy.
And you've openly
and
said
I'm
going to
say,
it, yeah.
fuck it, I'm yeah. out. But so I prejudge most things.
Maybe that's a good thing for you. If you set your expectations low right at the start, there's a good
Maybe
chance
that's
you might
it.
Like it.
I prejudged Onks, too.
That's how I go.
Because I was
movies.
Like, this weird fucking Austrian, I don't want to watch that movie. I'm not.
I mean,
despite
the
hipster,
amazing French dubbing.
And I enjoyed that film.
See?
That might be why I also own all the Transformers on Blu-ray.
That's right. I think I do too.
But no, this film is interesting. I think there's more to it than it even is allowing me to know. I really do.
It's a film that's smarter than you.
I think so.
It's
It does remind me of some of the.
I don't know if smarter, but manic for sure.
In many ways, it does remind me of a lot of the millennials that I worked with at the movie theater who would talk 90 miles an hour and they would try and be oh so cutesy and clever.
And they're on their phone and they're texting.
Yes, absolutely.
By the way,
and so
when did it
ADD
become cool?
Or whatever. And you know what? I guess I'll say this about detention. I think it would be more interesting when it grows up.
I
don't know what that means.
Detention 2?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Also, as a side note, when did it become cool, according to this film, to spell you are again? I thought we were done. I thought with the
it was 2011.
No, I thought it was out by then, because I did it when I was a kid. But
it
I thought
doesn't
it was
matter
over now. Is that back in style?
We're talking
they
about a guy who's
the movie's about
40.
Everything coming back into style.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
God damn it, David.
I told you.
Yeah, now I gotta watch it again.
Is it?
See?
I'm gonna totally do what
he's gonna do.
Well,
Simon
the movie's
Oakland
about
us.
Time travel
is
at
it?
The end of it, so yeah.
It is. Everything
even,
comes back into style.
Even
what, though?
Even
or, as Brian said, there's this nostalgia element in it as well, which I really enjoy.
Huh.
Huh.
But the thing is, this movie has to have
something in it that somebody likes. Like, there's too much in this movie that you can't be like, I completely hate this movie. It's like, oh, I do like that. Like,
I like the Canadian guy. Yeah. I like Gord.
Oh, Gord.
Gord. Can we talk for a minute why the fuck the fly blood thing was in there?
Why not?
Yeah. Really? That's your reason?
Because that's another horror movie trope, right?
People have, like, monstrous blood.
Well, you know, it did
feel... I have fly blood.
What's the thing is that the movie felt, at first, like a slasher film. And I was, okay, this is just kind of a general kind of teen slasher film. And it kind of went on that way. And then it was like, okay, no, it's a weird monster film with the dude becoming a fly. And then it's like, no, it's a sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of it, it was a slasher film again.
Well, even in...
And that's interesting.
The film...
is it? Because here's the thing. If you're going to just go ahead and throw a bunch of stuff at the wall, if you're going to like try and deconstruct like certain horror tropes or whatever, why only choose those things as opposed to like a more broad overview? Like, why slasher and body horror and then sci-fi as opposed to, I don't know, anything? Like,
they were popular at the time.
Torture porn was in there, right? Wasn't it? Yeah.
Not only was it on there, there was torture, and then there was a porn based off the torture.
Yes.
Torture porn was already dead by the time 2011 rolled around, though. And it certainly wasn't
was
a 90s
it? Thing. Well, when Saw was still coming out, so 18-year-old kids would still be watching Saw, right?
It was done by 2010, I think.
And the thing is, it's like in the movie.
I don't think it's ever.
In the movie Cinderella, that is a torture porn movie. Yeah. But they interpret, like, the killer interpreted it wrong. He became a slasher killer, even though she was a torture porn.
I will say.
And it was also Cinderella 2. So Cinderella 1 would have came out in the height of the torture porn.
One of the few moments that I genuinely laughed was.
And there's a third one already made.
Was
with
it Cinderella 2, where he is actually surgically placed her
prom heel
inside of her stomach.
I've been doing Pilates all day.
She has to cut through her stomach to pull it out, otherwise her brain is going to explode from the saws that he is going to send right into it. And it cuts to an audience member. She says, "He's a moralist."
I know. Isn't that brilliant?
Yes, it is. Because I do think, you know, I
all those idiot defenders of Saw who go, well, you know,
he's
a moralist.
He is totally a moralist.
No, he's not.
Shut up, Lumberjack.
Did you hear that line in the film? I did.
Shut up, Lumberjack.
See, you got to watch it again.
Gord was the usher. Yeah. And the guy screaming in the back was like,
silence is compliance.
Yeah. And then Gord's an alien, so you got fucking body snatchers in there.
Why Americans hate chickens.
It's like the perfect form of a Canadian.
Which is basically a juggalo that says smart things. It's apparently the perfect Canadian. I only eat baby animals because they have less to give up. They haven't lived a full life yet.
Chicken wing.
But hang on, to go back for a second, because we have had this conversation on an outdated version of this podcast or whatever, I don't think it's at all idiotic to call Jigsaw a moralist.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you an idiot.
It's cool.
Are we watching Saw next week?
Weird. But this film does completely make fun of the generation that it's meant to be watching it. I mean, even the girl, the main girl, Riley, she's a vegan, but she doesn't really know why she's a vegan.
She eats burgers throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, because she feels bad. But, like it's that the millennials that they're making fun of, they don't have any actual
morals.
Well, not morals, but they don't have any actual...
beliefs. They don't have death.
Beliefs, convictions. Yeah. They believe whatever Twitter tells them to believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God damn it, there's a lot in this movie.
There is a lot in this movie.
God, I gotta watch it again now. Damn it.
All right, we're gonna pause the podcast. We're gonna watch it again.
And I said you wouldn't win me over. Man. Damn it.
It just takes a little.
That's two in a row, Jinx.
Just a little Dane Cook.
They've got me to. I do love Dane Cook.
All you need is a little Dane Cook.
I do love Dane Cook.
Dane Cook was underused in this movie, though.
I think enough Dane Cook was in this movie.
I would like, you don't want to over Dane Cook your movies.
I could have. Yeah, you want it. You want it cooked medium rare.
You do.
You want it Dane cooked medium rare. That way the juices are there. There's still some flavor. Yeah. It's not a charred mess like Best Friend's Girl. It's more like Mr. Brooks. It's more medium.
So what are we talking
good luck, Chuck.
It's like undercooked, overcooked. Dane Cook.
Or like Mystery Dane Men, Cook, yeah. which is very Dane Cook rare.
Yeah.
Dane Cook
he was the waffler. Whenever they were having
I can believe I don't know why it's such a shock that he was not in that movie.
The tryouts? He was the Waffler.
No. Yeah. It seems like he totally would have been in that.
He
that
is.
Was like 5 or 6 years before.
He's the Waffler.
Dane Cook
was
the thing.
Yeah, it's him. That's fucking Dane Cook. That is Dane Cook raw.
Dane Cook doesn't show anything remotely.
Dane Cook was only a thing for like 6 months.
Mr. Brooks is Dane Cook medium rare.
And yeah, then you get this into, movie like, well is bringing Dane Cook back.
Yeah, this is
like
Dane
Freedom
Cook
Williams.
Medium. Yeah, this one is right there in the sweet spot, where there's still some red on the inside. You can just sop up the
Jason
juices.
Sudeikis hasn't taken over.
Yeah, it's not like Good Luck Chuck, where you're just charring on beef jerky.
I like Mr. Brooks.
I love Good Luck Chuck. He's naked in most of that movie. That is the only reason I love it. Well, the jokes are funny. And we're going to sit in silence while Jinx
I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
No, sorry. Please go ahead.
No, dude. He's in Mystery Man. I swear to God. I wouldn't lie to you about this. I'm not crazy.
He is not.
Yes, he is. Bullshit.
Nope. He should be.
Are you on IMDb?
It's not on IMDb.
It was probably an uncredited role.
It was a cameo.
Dane Cook Waffler. Stand by.
Stand by, listeners.
Hey, Jinx.
Is he really?
I'm listening.
Is that Dane Cook?
It does look
fuck
like
yeah, it's Dane Cook. Dane Cook.
It's not. Why the fuck? If he's in a movie of that size, why wouldn't he be on his IMDb?
Well, he was in it for six
he's
seconds.
Ashamed of it.
You know, Mystery Men.
Yeah. He was in it for
that's
six
the
seconds.
That.
Yeah, dude. It's on the Waffler character
three
IMDb
gizmos.
Page.
That's definitely 10.
It is on Dane Cook's. Speaking of detention, it's on Dane Cook's Wikipedia page, too.
Yeah. That he
filmography,
wrote.
But not IMDb. What the fuck?
Because he was look, Mystery Men, The Waffler, filmography, Wikipedia. So
Wikipedia.
It's
is
called
more
Encyclopedia.
Well, he probably had it taken off his IMDb because it was a 6 second uncredited role.
It's not on the Mystery Men.
Because I don't think he's actually in the credits as.
God, how did we get to Mystery Men?
Dane Cook.
He brings out the best in everybody.
No.
He's just a cornucopia on the dinner table.
So he is on the Mystery Men page, but...
Not his own.
But watch this. Yeah, not on his own.
I don't want to watch you scroll down 1997 on his IMDb page.
With that.
I'm going to do it. Doug Jones was Pencilhead. Fuck, do I need to watch Mystery Men again?
Yeah, you do. Fuck yeah.
I don't know.
I need to watch the version again.
It's based on a comic book. It's wonderful.
Why are you watching
it's the Flaming
that?
Cat comic.
CeeLo Green is in Mystery Men.
Yeah. Dude, that movie's awesome.
Need to watch this movie.
Yeah, you do.
All right, can we talk about Mystery Men?
That's my next movie.
So I guess we just ruined all
comedy. We just picked
a
comedy for the horror podcast.
I didn't notice, Seth. I didn't know. I would have stopped that one, too, all right? I made sure Ghost Dad didn't get through. Give me credit for that.
Maybe we should have watched Ghost Dad.
That's what they were doing. They were throwing a smoke screen up of Ghost Dad so they could secretly bring in detention. Well,
at this point, I have turned
Ghost
the podcast
Dad,
off.
Ghost Dad, and then
Trojan Ghost Dad.
Detention. What? That's awesome. You made a Trojan horse out of Bill Cosby.
It's because Brian made Ghost Dad sounds scary.
Ghost Dad is scary.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying movie.
He gets hit by the bus, but he doesn't go into the old lady's nibbly bits.
The back of the Blu-ray for detention uses the word horror.
It was on Netflix under the horror genre.
Was it?
Yep.
Was it
wow. Really? I think Stitches is under the horror genre, too. I think
wow.
Rubber is as well. Those aren't horror films either. But no. The Tintention is a...
It's a great film.
It's an interesting film.
Yeah.
That I need to watch again.
It's true.
Yeah.
Probably need to be on some substances to watch it a third time and then show it to all my friends. Not family, though.
I had people in class have that same
not
reaction.
Not people I care about.
Which one?
They said, I've got to show this to other people.
I just because I just need more outside info to help me.
You need more hypertext.
Yeah, I guess.
See?
Hyper time.
Yeah.
What? No, it's... Yeah, I will... Is it cheap to buy? Is it one of those?
I got it on Amazon
cheap.
For like $5.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
That's worth buying for me.
Right.
I will buy that film for $5. Absolutely. Jinx, will you buy the movie?
No.
Jinx has just been texting this whole time.
Yeah,
he's checked out.
He's saying, rawr.
Well, what we know for sure is that next week, Jinx will like the film because he's picking it. What's it going to be?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling.
I think we should discuss this. So we don't want another detention to happen.
I promise you it won't be detention.
He's going to use
Jinx.
His
I
choice
thought this was a horror
to fuck
podcast.
You guys. He's going to fuck
me. I know I'm not going to like this movie that he chooses.
Wait, yeah. If I'm going to judge.
You're prejudging now.
Here's the thing.
You're prejudging now.
Are you guys going to dislike it just out of spite for my not liking the two previous choices?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Millennials, right?
No problem at all.
This is a failed experiment. Why don't we just go ahead and drop the weekly choosing movies?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. I enjoy it. This is fun.
He's choosing the psychiatrist part of Psycho.
Yes. Am I?
So yeah. Much like is he? Much like Detention, this podcast has been just relentless.
Has it?
And has no point whatsoever.
It's an LSD lace kaleidoscope is what we are. I don't know. I need some time to think about this movie.
Why do you think you need that time?
Because
I don't need any time at all.
Because it's
Jinx, just keep texting over there.
Jinx, I stopped listening to you already.
Because the thing about
my
it
future
is that,
self
is that as manic as it is and as absolutely insane as it is.
I turn Dave off. Continue.
I know there's something more there. I know there is more than I'm seeing now, and I don't care if the film means there to be more there, if it's even concerned with it, but the film was too smart at points to not have something that I'm missing in it.
What do you think the more is?
I don't know. That's why I got to watch it again.
Are you looking for depth? Because I think when people come into this movie, they're looking for some kind of storyline,
some
point kind
of depth. Not there.
And the depth isn't there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I'm back on board.
But what's wrong with that? Why would that make it an uninteresting film?
That makes a good point.
There was nothing remotely engaging.
Oh my gosh!
Everything about that movie is engaging.
Absolutely,
it's like it forces you to engage with it.
Yeah, absolutely, it's like being let loose in a candy store. There's so much to look at, so much to think about.
So pretty,
it's way down your throat. There's a difference.
Yeah, your mind is continually trying to figure everything out, make all those connections.
No, about 15 minutes in, I realized kind of what the movie's deal was. It felt like to me, like it was only ever going to be that.
Jinx, I think you view the film as an unrelenting bad trip. And I'm on the side of it was definitely a trip, but I don't know if it was good or bad till I take another dose. Whereas you're more of I've had enough of this drug.
I was out in 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm leaving the desert now. Whereas I got to go back to the desert and have some more dabs.
Yeah,
I'm done with the desert.
He's moved to Burning Man.
No.
Jinx or me? Well, you do like the Wicker Man.
He's in the
so next year, they burn a man.
Next
there.
Week's pick is Nick Cage's Wicker Man.
Yes, I hope so. I love it.
No.
I will be on board with that.
I don't know what I'm going to pick. Probably Pumpkinhead. I don't own it, though, so probably not Pumpkinhead.
What happened to Serbian film?
I don't own it, and I don't want to buy anything, and I don't know what horror films I own. I'll have to go look at the DVD rack. Hopefully there's a Blu-ray. DVDs are not kind to the projector in there.
Seth, what if you just picked Detention again?
I think Jinx is about to about to say I can't.
I don't.
No.
There it is. Can't do it. So that's gone.
So you're bringing in Ghost Dad.
Yes.
I don't own Ghost Dad.
I don't like being forced in the position where I have to put my foot down about fucking Ghost Dad or Detention 2.0, but here I am.
What's your problem with Ghost Dad?
Have you seen it, Dave?
No, I haven't.
There
I'm dying to see it.
Watch it.
Bill
watch
Cosby?
It. Watch it and enjoy it.
Sidney Poitier?
Is Hocus Pocus a horror film?
No.
Is it a horror comedy? Because it's a comedy with horror elements.
No.
Has witches
there,
in it.
There are zombies and
be.
Witches, and they're eating little girls. They're killing children. That's a horror comedy.
You can
but
call
I think,
it that.
But
Sarah Jessica Parker is a sex pest in it.
I do agree that, like, not.
She is. Watch that movie. Rubbing her broom,
give
talking to little
it.
Boys. Sex pest. I'm not going to pick Hocus Pocus. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I got a good one.
What is
right
it?
Up here. I'm not going to tell
oh.
you.
Damn.
I need 2 weeks to think of it.
I need 2 weeks for it to come into my mind.
But I got one. Oh, I got a doozy, Dave. And it's not Westworld.
I love Westworld.
Is it an actual choice or is it a ha ha ha
ha? No, I don't know the choice. I just know I have a good one.
I had a good one.
Detention.
You did.
Detention.
Yeah.
No, I'm not knocking the previous two as ha 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 ha. I just thought that he might be doing that because...
No. I have a good one. I just don't know what it is yet.
Okay. Right. I think I have a good one, but I feel bad.
I trust
because
myself to
this
know.
Is a movie that I genuinely want you guys to, like, watch and enjoy, but...
What is it?
Like, I don't want to ruin the movie for you by you already, like, stacking the deck against it.
Maybe I've already seen it.
I don't think you have.
Oh. Way to judge me, Jinx. Look at this guy. He watches Detention. He doesn't watch anything else.
But you don't watch anything else, do you? You're going to go home and watch this again tonight, aren't you?
I would.
Put it on. Make some tilapia.
I eat guac with it.
Unfavorably compared to Hellboy 2. It's a craptastrophe.
I like Hellboy 2.
I do, too.
It's a fun movie.
It is.
This movie just shits on everything.
It does. Like, it continually
doesn't like anything.
It continually,
well, nothing is cool, but everything is cool.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's exactly how to read the film.
Oh God, I got to the end of the equation.
And did you appreciate the answer finally when the heavens opened up?
I think so.
I think that's how you got to look at it.
Huh. Yeah, I'm kind of questioning.
If the tension were a person, I don't think I would like it.
You would knock her out of bed, is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
I would cuddle it so
hard. I would.
I give this movie 100 gremlins.
Yeah. Whoa. That's the highest rating on Screamatics. Not even Last Witch Hunter got 100 gremlins. Oh,
well, we felt smarter than Last Witch Hunter.
I do think everyone should watch the film. Because
it's really just like an experiment.
Because our talk about it has sound kind of like all over the place, not sure what we're talking about. But you can't explain the film.
I'm amazed we're at 45 minutes.
You really...
There's a lot of dead space in there.
Well,
we'll cut that out later.
We're leaving it all.
You really can't explain it. You have to experience it, which is interesting.
Detention is the Matrix.
What? No, I can explain the Matrix to you, but I can't explain Detention to you.
You just can't explain the second and third.
I like the Matrix. What's that?
The first one's really good.
They're all really good.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
High
second.
Five over David.
Woo!
I have a tower over David.
Woo!
I enjoyed 2 and 3, but come on, it should have only been one.
No.
Can't you say about most movies?
Yeah, at least.
I will say I
Detention
do not
is only one movie.
Detention
this is one movie.
Detention's well, only one movie, yet it contains
I don't,
so many other movies.
100,000 movies in it.
Kind of, yeah.
And every
sure.
other kind of reference.
Let's name 10.
The Fly.
The Fly, definitely.
Saw.
Yeah.
The Fly, Saw,
Scream.
Donnie Darko.
Prom Night will work.
Breakfast Club.
No, I'm Breakfast bullshit. Just because there was a prom does not mean it's referencing Prom Night.
Breakfast
prom night.
Club.
5.
Carrie.
No.
There's a prom in that.
There's a prom in that. No, listen. I can bring this one back.
Okay.
There's a prom, and really bad, horrible things happen to the uncool girl at the prom, and then at the end of it, she gets her revenge back on people doing uncool things to her.
Carrie
is 1. 6.
No.
6, Jinx.
I will not allow it.
Jinx.
Hipster 6.
You're
Jinx
not that.
0.
5, and I can see it in your eyes that you didn't believe any of that shit you just
said. No,
5.
No, 6.
Did we mention Donnie Darko?
Yeah. Okay. Donnie Darko.
And what's being referenced by the when he is the young boy going and touches the alien spacecraft? Is it like
E.T.?
I don't know if it's any or if it was more like
any alien
like
film,
Flight of the Navigator,
Chronicle?
That kind of thing.
Yeah. In Chronicle, they touch a glowy thing and they get powers.
TV hands. Was that referencing anything?
Tim Burton's.
Okay, we're at 5 and we're struggling to come up with
so,
a 6.
Yeah, Tim
no,
Burton,
we gave you 8. You just refused to acknowledge
them. You're just denying them.
Okay, so we went from
Carrie.
How many to 8 struggling?
100,000 to 8. That's pretty good odds for us, to be honest.
Curtains.
I mean, judging by, you know, our history, it's pretty good. Pretty good odds. Yeah.
That. It's 1,000 gremlins.
I feel pretty strongly that it's referencing The Fly, Saw, Scream, and Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah, those are the main 3.
The others I call horseshit.
Right, did you name 4 or 3?
How many movies have a Hoobastank reference in them?
Yeah.
I can't think.
I think every movie needs a Hoobastank reference.
I can't think of a 1 for either of your questions. I can't think of one that has it or one that needs it. And I feel like Hoobastank right now. Crawling through the dark looking for the answers. But what's the reason, Brian?
It's you.
It's
you.
Millennials.
It is.
I don't even know what a millennial is.
I don't think anybody does.
What year were they born?
Somebody born
technically we're considered millennials.
1983 to...
Really? Shit. Why?
Yeah.
I was thinking kids that were like 18 now.
I think they count too.
What the fuck? When does the generation stop?
Who knows?
Huh?
Who knows?
You just detentioned my mind.
Yeah.
On that one. Yeah, this is, watch it.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to watch it.
Okay,
experience
so
it.
Okay, so are we going to go ahead and call it? We'll,
I don't
we'll
know
do
what else to say. This
thumbs
is,
up,
we'll
down.
Just.
Thumbs
gonna,
up.
I feel like we're
100 gremlins.
We're crawling towards
that. I'm going to give it a very cautious thumbs up until I see it a second time.
Okay.
David, what do you give it?
I love it, so
thumbs
it,
down.
It can have the 1,000 gremlins.
David doesn't care about your thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm too hip for that.
He's using those thumbs to text and tweet right now.
Yeah.
Brian, you brought the movie, so I'm guessing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, he secretly hates it.
I just wanted to torture everybody.
I am giving the thumbs torture. Down. So, but you know what? It was
enjoyable. It was an experience.
This sounds so,
it's like a roller coaster ride.
It was interesting.
There it is.
It was interesting.
That's where I'm at.
I give it a pat
very
on the
interesting.
Head.
It's
I give
a
it a pat on the head.
Thoughtful
and a
movie.
Good job.
You give it a very patronizing smile and a dollar bill.
I can guarantee that you will not see another film like this movie.
You won't. Never have.
No, sure. I
never have.
So that's enough to check it out.
I'll give it a participation trophy.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
not bad.
That's coming around.
Is that better than Onks?
It showed up.
It showed up.
Did you like this better than Onks?
It was the also ran.
Or did you like Onks better?
I think he laughed more in Onks.
Huh. Not which one did you enjoy experiencing it. Which movie do you think is better? That's right. Think about that one.
You know, on a technical level, certainly Detention is a far better film. And it was
thematically
certainly was more entertaining. Deep as a teaspoon, I think Angst was trying for more. But, yeah. Okay, gang, I think we're pretty much out of time. And if we're not, I'm going to go ahead and say we're pretty much out of time here.
Watch it. Tell me what you think. I want to know what the internet
on
thinks.
Detention. Next week, it will be my choice, and I'm going to not reveal what that is until we actually get in the room to watch it. Week after that will be our Friday the 13th retrospective talk. And then the week after that, it will be Seth's turn.
I have 3 weeks to decide.
Oh,
it's Pumpkinhead 2 Blood Wings.
Yep, 2 weeks.
That's plenty of time to get Ghost Dad.
Yeah.
I'm not buying Ghost Dad.
I'll buy it for you.
If you find it on Blu-ray and you pay that money, we will watch it. But I'm not talking about it.
If only it were in HD.
Wait, what are we talking about?
He's waiting for the 4K.
He wants to buy Ghost Dad, and I'm not buying it.
No, go ahead. Buy Ghost Dad. We're just not
talking about it.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
You guys can have your own show called Cosby Addicts.
You're leaving.
Where you only review the different layers of Ghost Dad.
Ghost Addicts.
Ghost Dad and Jack are all you get to talk about.
All right, gang. Thank you so much for enduring this talk. We very much appreciate it.
Somebody tell me how to feel about this movie.
That must have took so much out of you. Thanks for enduring it.
Well, it was. I'm not even saying the movie. It felt like we rambled a little bit.
The movie rambles a bit.
Fair enough. So I guess in a way it was a perfect compliment to that movie. So, all right, gang. We will talk to you next week. Thanks so much. And we will see you then. Bye.
Peace out.
Bye.
Deuces.
That's it. That's as strong as we're going to go out. I mean, I feel personally kind of responsible because, wow, did that that just kind of died. Should we try it again?
Hoobastank.
Let's try it one more time. Let's travel back in time and try and do that closer once more.
Are we still recording?
Yes. Oh
my God, we forgot that it referenced Back to the Future.
It did reference Back to the Future.
Six.